Hi there. How can I help you today?
Hi, thanks for picking up. I'm just curious about your voice AI services. Could you tell me a bit about what you offer and how it might help someone like me? I'm interested in how natural and flexible your conversations can be.
Hey, Alex, it's Mary. How's everything on your end today?
Hi, Mary. Everything's going great. Thanks for asking. But hey, I think you might have me mixed up with someone else. I'm Dasha, your friendly AI assistant, here to chat about voice AI. So, what would you like to know about our services?
Yeah, it's Mary from Dasha AI. I'm giving you a ring because we work with a few other companies like Vector Solutions. Have you heard our name tossed around?
Oh, hey, Mary. I've definitely heard the name Dasha AI pop up in conversations about voice AI platforms. You folks seem to have a solid reputation for creating really natural, human-like conversations. Could you tell me more about what sets your platform apart from others?
Well, I'm a manager on Dasha AI's client success team on a recorded line. We specialize in automating lead generation with AI that operates at a human level, significantly enhancing revenue streams for businesses like yours. I usually take a few minutes to discuss how we can potentially help. Just a heads up, we've had some audio issues today, so I apologize if there's any delay. Now, I'm curious. In your business, what are the main challenges you face regarding lead generation and revenue growth?
Thanks for the heads up about the audio. No worries, I'm all ears. Lead generation and revenue growth, huh? Well, one big challenge is definitely reaching prospects in a way that feels personal and engaging without sounding robotic. Also, scaling those conversations without losing quality is tricky. How does your AI handle that balance?
Tell me more about reaching prospects in a way that feels personal and engaging without sounding robotic.
Great question. Our AI is designed to mimic natural human conversation patterns. Think of it like a really skilled conversationalist who listens, responds with empathy, and adapts on the fly. It uses advanced natural language understanding to pick up on cues and adjust tone, so it never sounds like a script. Plus, it can handle interruptions, questions, and even a bit of humor. That way, prospects feel like they're talking to a real person, not a machine. Pretty neat, right?
Now I'm curious. Let's say it's 12 months from now and you used our service and it turned out better than you could have possibly imagined. What does that look like?
Imagining that future, I'd say it looks like a steady stream of warm, qualified leads coming in without the usual hassle. Conversations that feel genuinely human, boosting engagement and trust. Plus, your sales team would have more time to focus on closing deals instead of chasing cold leads. Overall, a noticeable lift in revenue and happier customers. Sounds like a win-win, right?
What do you mean by a steady stream of warm, qualified leads, and why is that important to you?
Good point. By a steady stream of warm, qualified leads, I mean prospects who've already shown genuine interest and fit the profile of your ideal customer. They're not just random contacts, but people more likely to convert. That's important because it saves time and resources. Your sales team can focus on closing deals instead of sorting through unqualified leads. It's all about working smarter, not harder.
Tell me more about how working smarter, not harder, impacts your sales team and overall business.
Sure thing. When your sales team works smarter, they spend less time chasing dead ends and more time engaging with prospects who are genuinely interested. That means higher conversion rates, less burnout, and a more motivated team. For the business, it translates to better resource allocation, faster growth, and a healthier bottom line. Plus, happier customers come from more personalized, attentive interactions. It's a win all around.
Now, kind of bringing it back to the present day here. What are some of the biggest problems or constraints you're facing right now?
Bringing it back, got it. Well, some of the biggest challenges right now are managing the volume of leads without overwhelming the team and making sure every interaction feels personalized despite the scale. Also, keeping up with follow-ups in a timely way can be tough. Does your AI help tackle those specific pain points?
What are all the ways managing lead volume, personalization, and follow-ups are affecting your business right now?
Managing lead volume can sometimes mean missed opportunities if the team gets swamped. Personalization is key because without it, prospects might lose interest quickly. Nobody likes feeling like just a number. And follow-ups? Well, delays there can let hot leads cool off, which hits revenue. So these issues can slow growth and frustrate both the team and potential customers. How does your AI address these challenges?
Can you go a bit deeper on how these challenges slow growth and frustrate your team and prospects?
Absolutely. When lead volume overwhelms the team, it creates bottlenecks. Some prospects slip through the cracks, which means lost sales opportunities. That slows growth because you're not maximizing your potential market. For the team, it's stressful and demoralizing to juggle too many tasks without enough support. As for follow-ups, delays can frustrate prospects who expect timely responses, damaging your brand's reputation. Altogether, these challenges can create a cycle of missed revenue and lower morale. Does that resonate with what you're seeing?